This is Tommy here. I have an hour-long set ready for you with a very short description of what we've been doing at Les Ateliers Claus Brussels in 2019. I was able to use our archives. We record and film everything that we do at Atelier Claus, and Christophe Albertijn, our sound engineer, mixes and captures those sounds. And so I used just a small part of our archive to compile this playlist. Today, sets started with a song by Eiki Ishibashi from her live performance that she did at Claus together. It was a night together with Rattle and Caroline Pervanter. And next up is KG Heino, a pretty memorable night for me. It was Chessmits and then KG Heino. But besides that, also just hanging out with KG Heino the days prior and after the gig were a souvenir that I can take with me forever. Thank you. You're listening to Thomas Bloch and Pauline Haas. This is from a concert that I played for the 10-year Rasen anniversary. Thomas Bloch was playing the On de Martenot and Pauline Haas harp. And next up is a short piece of that same night. It's Bert Amel, Kim Delcour from Rasen, together with Berlin de Man. They played a short set on our first floor, and they did a rehearsal the day before, did a short set, and afterwards they even recorded more. So we'll listen to that. Next up are the Mosquitoes, a trio from the UK who came to Brussels in the spring of 2019 to play the very first Knotwelg Festival that we organized together with the people of Brasserie Atlas and Johan DJ Klakke, the founder of Krak. And there will be a next one coming up early April 2020 on this first Knotwelg Festival. One of our musical highlights was the short concert of the Mosquitoes, and we're gonna listen to a few minutes out of their performance. You are listening to Oyama O, a four-piece from the UK around Rie Nakayama and Keiko Yamamoto, who performed at Klaus in May 2019. It was a night together with Atsuko Hatano, solo violin player from Japan, and also Devin Brachia Waldman, superb saxophone player who did a performance with a modern dancer. It was quite memorable and surprising. And next up is Thurston Moore Group. They performed two nights early June 2019, and they also came to record in February 2019 to work on Thurston Moore, his new album. So that's in the meantime that already came out, and also some 7 inches that Christophe Albertijn mixed and captured were unleashed on our ears, so in the fall of 2019.
Thank you.
You're listening to Lightning Bolt, who came to perform at Atelier Klaus in 2019, early November. They stayed for 2 days, 2 nights at our place. It was one of my highlights of 2019, physical and musical highlights. Maybe less for our neighbor, but I was glad that in the end he didn't call any blue people. Lightning Bolt performed with DJ Vloegveld as an opener, which was amazing as well. And next up we're listening to DSR Lines from Antwerp, who performed the same night as Heldon. Thank you. listening to Eric Copeland from Black Dice, who performed a solo together with Kuhn in September, a night that we organized at and with the people of Brasserie Atlas, which was a very fun night. Eric was able to turn the whole venue upside down and is also a super nice guy. And next up is the French duo Humbros, who came to play twice this year in Brussels, firstly at the Knotwil Festival, and then in the fall they came back and we're planning more in 2020 with them. Humbros. Fiesta en el Vacío, Brussels solo act that released her first 7-inch on Lexidisc, if I'm not mistaken. And next up is Acte Bonté, duo from Brussels that performed in the fall at Atelier Klaus, and that will be releasing a tape early 2020 on a Brussels label called Midi Fish. listening to Hen Oglets, the band revolving around Richard Dawson. They performed in May 2019 at Atelier Klaus. For some reason, not a lot of people were interested in this concert. Maybe it was too hot, maybe many other things happening. In any case, I think Hen Oglets and Richard Dawson are pretty brilliant. And next up is the Swiss guitar player Manuel Troller. Listening to a short piece of Farida Amadou and Julien Després. Farida actually played twice at Atelier Klaus in 2019. Early in the year, she also performed as a duo with Steve Noble. And next up is the Arnold Dryblatt band. They did a residency at Klaus, performed at Mea Kuzma, and also did a concert with Liz Harris and Roy Montgomery. We'll be right back. end of the set for today. We're ending with one of the hottest nights that we had in 2019. Somewhere in June, we had a duo concert downstairs of Ciao Lobo, his trio with Sud Campanier and Norberto Lobo and Mdou Mokhtar. But we had one of the most surprising concerts that year as well, which was a duo performance of Jan Leger together with Inga Hultz Hakunardottir. I hope I'm pronouncing this well. This is the end for today, but we'll have more in 2020. Thanks for coming to Atelier Klaus in 19, and I hope to see you soon. Bye-bye. Dat is mijn